A Royal Rumble winner is paying a visit to NXT. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. This update is sponsored by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Results from Tuesday's New Japan show, Impact Wrestling, and AEW Dark are straight ahead in this update, but first...
WWE.
WWE has reportedly released Lars Sullivan. PW Insider says Sullivan was let go last month, but WWE did not confirm the move until Tuesday. Sullivan was signed back in 2013. He made his TV debut on NXT in 2017. He was called up to the main roster the following year, but his time with WWE was full of starts and stops and revelations of offensive comments and behavior before he was signed. Sullivan ended up having only 5 matches on WWE's main roster. His final one was last October. There's been no comment from Sullivan. Royal Rumble winner Edge is keeping busy this week. He'll appear on tonight's NXT. Edge is also being promoted for Friday's SmackDown. 3 matches in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic tournaments are also set for tonight's NXT. Just days after he welcomed his first child, Joaquin Wilde teams with Raul Mendoza to take on the Lucha House Party. Another quarterfinal will see Adam Cole and Roderick Strong versus Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher. On the women's side, Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai face Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter. Plus, Santos Escobar is set to defend his Cruiserweight title against Kurt Stallion. Are you ready for Xavier Woods versus Reckoning? Woods put out the challenge on Monday's Raw Talk. He's 2-2 against Retribution members, and he says this is the way to settle the Best of 5 series. Reckoning said she would accept the challenge, and Adam Pearce added more fuel to the fire by tweeting Tuesday that he would, quote, run it up the flagpole.
AEW.
AEW Dynamite is live tonight with its Beach Break special. There's a late change and a late addition to the card. FTR is out of the Tag Team Battle Royal. AEW said it's due to their conduct during and after last Wednesday's Jungle Boy vs. Dax Harwood match. They'll be replaced by John Silver and Alex Reynolds. The Battle Royal will decide who gets a shot at the Young Bucks tag titles at the Revolution pay-per-view. Here's the twist. The Bucks are in the Battle Royal too, and if they win, they get to pick their opponent. Also added to tonight's show, Matt Hardy and Hangman Page teaming up against Chaos Project. The main event is a 6-man tag, Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers versus Jon Moxley, Rey Fénix, and Pac. We also have Dr. Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa, and a rematch from last week, Lance Archer and Eddie Kingston, but this time it's a lumberjack match. Also, the long-awaited wedding of Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford. On last night's Dark, Nick Comoroto got his first win in AEW and got the pin, as he, Dustin Rhodes, and QT Marshall beat Mbadu and Terrence and Terrell Hughes. Also, Layla Hirsch submitted Catalina Perez.
Impact Wrestling.
A couple familiar faces from Impact Wrestling's past returned last night. Mahabali Shira helped Rohit Raju beat X Division champ TJP in a non-title match. Those two are now set to meet again with the belt on the line at the Impact Plus exclusive No Surrender show on February 13th. ODB also back in Impact. She came to the rescue of Jordan Grace and Jazz during a post-match attack by Knockouts champ Deonna Purrazzo, Kimberly, and Susan. Grace had just beaten Susan in their match. The tag team main event saw Impact champ Rich Swann pinned by Moose after miscommunication between Swann and his challenger at No Surrender, Tommy Dreamer. Chris Bay was on the winning side with Moose. Also, Impact announced that Ken Shamrock is suspended indefinitely for his post-show attack last week on referees, security, and Sami Callihan.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor presents a final battle rematch tonight on its YouTube channel. It's Brian Johnson versus Danhausen, premiering at 7 p.m. The latest re-signings for Ring of Honor are the Bouncers. Tuesday's announcement comes just as a rift may be forming in that team over the Beer City Bruisers post-match attack on Matt Taven and Mike Bennett on this past weekend's ROH TV.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
A new title match added to New Japan's New Beginning show on February 11th. Jay White and the Gorillas of Destiny will challenge for the Never Six-Man titles held by Tomohiro Ishii, Hiroki Goto, and Yoshihashi. At Tuesday's Road to Show, a 10-man elimination tag ended with Jay White beating up Yoshihashi so badly that Goto threw in the towel. New Japan has another Road to Show this morning with White, Evil, and Yujiro Takahashi facing Kazuchika Okada, Toru Yano, and Ishii. That's just pro wrestling news for Wednesday, February 3rd. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.